days right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Nigeria Info.
Morning, everybody. Welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. And today being Wednesday, today is Dear Bumi Day. Right. I have so many stories here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And I have a guest in the studio, Sumbola Bajela. Morning, Sumbola. How are you?
Good morning.
Some of you call her Queen's College girls call her Sumbi. What house were you in Queen's College again?
The best, Danfodio. Red House.
The one I know is Obasa House.
We've had this conversation before. There's a reason why the best is Obasa for you.
What is the reason?
Because you're always lurking around.
I didn't have to. When I was in school, I didn't have to lurk around. All the people in Obasa House were lurking around me.
In your dreams.
In my dreams.
Please get on.
How are you anyway?
Very well, thank you.
You were here sometime last year, right?
Yes, the last time was in June or July, I believe.
And we had a very good time.
Didn't we just?
Okay, so we have... and morning, Auntie Bumi. I hope you're fine. I have to find time to go visit Auntie Bumi and pay my yearly tribute. Okay, so we have some of the stories we have here. I moved out. He moved his lover in. I can't get over her leaving me. By Clifford. I'm turning into an alcoholic. By a lady called Susan. My stepfather sneaked into my room. Oh, your Wally.
People have problems. So.
They have problems. Mm. My stepfather sneaked into my room. That is Augusta. And who did he buy the gift for? That is Ndidi.
Big question.
He moved his lover in his modesty. Mm. Right. So where do we start? Let's start with Augusta. Okay. My stepfather sneaked into my room. By the way, we are going to open up our lines 0700 993 993 993, and the lines that are reserved, exclusive reserve of females, no exceptions, 01 and no waivers, 01485 465 7190. Right, my stepfather sneaked into my room. I'm an undergraduate in one of the universities, and I've recently done something very terrible. My mom was a single parent of two for years until she got married to a nice widower last year. The man had just completed his house. Why do they give so much detail? Why not say we moved into his house? But she says the man had just completed his house.
So you will know he's a man of means. So, you know.
If it's a house in some rural area,
regardless,
of 8 rooms.
Regardless.
We moved into his house. He said,
okay, she has written it. Let's go on.
We can't go on.
Okay.
We need to find out.
Let's stay where we are then. Don't go on. Let's stay here.
You have come again.
We
need to find out why she's stressing that the man had just completed his house. So we moved in with him, along with the 3 children from his first marriage. The family live on trap. Only God knows how many rooms the house was. And if everybody had a room to his or herself.
Okay. We'll find out soon.
So they had the housewarming party around Christmas.
Too many stories.
When I was talking now, you know, when I was saying, let me use street language. When I was saying my own, I'm doing direct translation.
Okay.
Look at me. When I was in my own.
Okay.
Okay. We had the housewarming party around Christmas, and we all had too much to drink.
Aha. Confession time.
Then, in the night,
my stepdad
came over, and the inevitable happened.
Did she write that?
Well, I'm trying to rewrite it, but for you to know that the man actually came and did.
Wow.
So my head cleared in the morning. And I
find
time to clear. And I felt horribly guilty ever since. My stepdad now carries on as if nothing happened, but I feel really guilty. I don't know what to do. I don't want mom to know what happened, yet she needs to be aware of the type of maniac she is. Why calling him a maniac? You did it with consent anyway, but that's... which she's married to. Now, question question number one, Sumbola Bajela, should she tell her mom?
Sorry, before I answer that question, can I just say something from Greece? Men are rats. Worse than that, they're fleas on rats. How could he walk into her room? Now I'll answer the question. Should she tell her mom?
Wait, are you passing all the guilt to the man? Well, yes. I mean,
of
this is
course.
Standard. Yes.
If she was in her room minding her own business and she did not do anything suggestive, which I don't get from that, and he walked into her, what was he going to do in her room? And obviously they'd had a relationship, i.e. mom and this man have a relationship. Mm. So the man had already known the girl. Obviously he had been eyeing her.
But obviously, he had been getting what you would call favorable vibes from the girl.
Assumption.
Well, because if it hadn't been that, I doubt if he would have had.
Nope, that's an assumption. Why would he have the temerity to walk into her room at night to do what?
Because he was almost sure that it could be done. You don't believe that?
That's an assumption. I'm not going to believe that because it's an assumption.
Because she didn't say she put up any resistance.
No, she didn't say so. At the same time, did she mention that she had been drinking? So perhaps she was under the influence. So maybe
is that
she
an
had.
Excuse?
She, yes, it's an excuse. Her guard was let down, unfortunately. And the man took the opportunity. He went in the middle of the night. She was there sleeping. If he did not go there, she would have just slept through the night and not have known any better. So he now went during the night whilst he knew that she had been drinking, maybe even plying her with the drinks during the party. And you now went into her room at night.
Well, the man takes the larger blame, but you cannot totally take out some part of blame from the girl.
I'm not saying I am, okay? But I think if he did not go there at all, we would not even, this letter won't even come about.
And I don't think that you would say that. Is it all men that are rats? In which case, are you calling me a rat?
Can I answer that question? Honestly,
carefully.
I'm not going to be careful. Not today.
Philip, if you go to my glove compartment,
bring it on.
There is one leaf.
Bring it on.
Don't lift it up.
Holy Ghost fire.
Why do people think? Why even you just said Holy Ghost fire? There's this belief that sometimes, if something traditional is thrown at you, it won't work.
Because the intention is to bring harm unto me, a child of God. Who is just
the man with the kurube is not a child of God.
Well, why is he kurubeing?
It could be kurube, but because you are now about to call me a rat. Even in the eyes of you are even going to say you are calling me a flea on the rat. Even in the eyes of God. Even in the eyes of God.
Rats are bad. I did say so.
But you are warming up. You are warming the engine.
You see, that's the thing about you, Uncle JD, Jimmy Disu. You always
make. Why do you have to call me Uncle JD and call me Jimmy Disu at the same time? Choose one.
Jimmy Disu.
Only my grandsons can call me that.
Okay.
Okay, so you wanted to say something?
About this man. Okay, should she tell her mother? It's such a delicate one, honestly. I can imagine this woman in love with this man who has just built this house and put the whole family there, accommodated all of them. But this is not going to be the last time. The man carried on the next day as if nothing happened. Okay? He's going to go for it again. Please, she should just tell her mother, to be honest. And whatever comes out of it, comes out of it. Because the man is going to do it again.
Okay.
The man is going to do it again.
Please call in and within 1 minute, tell me why you think she should or should not tell
the man is a rat.
Mother. Yeah, yes, that one could be a rat, but not all men are rats.
Most men are rats.
Most women are rats too. Hello, yes, good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Uncle Jimmy.
Morning, sir. Yes, quickly. Let's hear your views.
Right, Mr. Ogechi. Well, I will blame that girl first. Because for the crime to be accomplished, she must have given the man a go ahead. There has been a relationship.
Thank you. Thank you. Please, when you call, please try and call from a quiet background. I just wanted to be polite by not cutting the call off. Try and call from a quiet background. I think we have another caller now. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning. My name is Doja from Magodo.
Yes, ma'am.
I want to speak to the situation on ground.
Yes.
Now, every time this kind of thing happens,
yes,
it is the woman who is blamed. Oh, she dressed somehow. It's because she looked in a way. It's because she invited, the man. Now, this man saw that the girl was vulnerable and took advantage of her, number one.
Yeah.
Number two, are you going to tell me that he didn't know that that was the girl's room when he walked in? Why didn't he stray into his own children's room since they all live in the same place?
Okay, thank you, ma'am.
So I don't agree with you that the girl had been giving him an eye. He is just an evil man, and he needs to be treated like an evil man.
Thank you, ma'am.
I use the word might. That whatever gave him the confidence to walk into the girl's room, something could have transpired. But then we are not there, so one can't really make a categorical statement. And I don't think that is every time that people blame what the man did is completely condemnable. He's supposed to be a father to the girl.
Exactly.
In reality. Exactly. So it's completely condemnable. But we're doing some analysis here. Okay, so look at the lines are buzzing there. Okay, let's pick one or two more calls. Hello? Hello?
Hello, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Yeah, good morning. Uncle JB and the guests, good morning.
Good morning.
Yes. This issue, let me be fast. This issue, I blame the man, not the girl.
Thank you.
How about, I'm sure the man should be in his 50s or 60s, judging from the kind of setting, how settings are marrying and that person. Even though the girl is vulnerable, yes, they are youths.
Okay, but what we want to know is, should she tell, we are not asking for who to blame. Should she tell her mom?
The truth that Uncle Jimmy, let's put it frankly and hit the hammer on the head, tell the mother. Do you know why I said so, Uncle Jimmy?
Why?
This man with this character,
tomorrow
he can...
He'll do it again.
Yes.
Okay, let's pick the next caller.
Certainly.
Hello, good morning.
Morning. Quickly, do you believe this lady should tell her mom what has happened?
Yes, she has to tell her mom. If not, the man might come back for another.
Go, another one, yes. Okay, thank you. Now, let me read what... I normally don't read Antibumi's responses.
Okay.
But this is quite significant. And Antibumi says this is definitely a tricky situation. Your mom will definitely be hurt if you tell her what has happened. In fact, she may be so bent on defending her new found happiness, she might choose to trust her new husband and not you.
Yes.
That's a possibility. Mm-hmm. And she says that your best bet is to have a heart-to-heart chat with your stepdad. Well, it depends. Circumstances will determine whether she should or shouldn't do that. Tell him how much you love your mom and how you've both betrayed her trust by sleeping together. Let him realize you're willing to put the ugly incident behind you if he promises it won't happen again. Sadly, what you've just experienced is not new. Though that doesn't make it right, okay? If this man breaks his promise and tries again, you'll have no option than to tell your mom or confide in a trusted member of the family who can effectively intervene. I think the latter is better for me. But which member of the family would you confide in? And from which side?
You know how family dynamics are.
Mm.
We don't even know the circumstances. You know, I don't know, this man that has just married this woman, all the members of the family, are they entirely happy about it?
Mm.
How do you begin to tell them this is what happened? With all due respect, I'm not sure I like this
respect
idea.
Respect to who?
Auntie Bumi. I'm not sure I like this idea of going to talk, have a heart to heart.
No, she made it. Wait, let me quickly explain that. She made it as an alternative.
Yes.
Okay, let me read what she said again. She said she should talk to the man.
Mm-hmm. That's what
she said, because there is a possibility, is a tricky one, that the mom might come in defense of the man.
And do you know what? I think that possibility exists 99%. Do you understand? The woman is in love. She's been widowed, or maybe, I don't know what it is, how she became a single parent.
No, she's never been married.
Okay, she's never been married. So she's obviously somebody who has come into a relationship and maybe late in life. Obviously, she doesn't want anything to happen to the relationship. So she will defend him. I'm almost certain she'll do that. But guess what? She'll get over it.
I think she will get over it. So I think the first thing the girl should do is go and tell her, she owes her mom that. Mommy, let me tell you something. This is the person that you have gotten yourself involved with. He has violated me. Yes, it happened. The woman will make noise, shout, do everything, but she will. She's her daughter. That relationship.
There's a big pity here.
Yes, what's the pity?
The big pity here is that she didn't state her age. She just says she's an undergraduate.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it turns out that she's a 17-year-old undergraduate,
then the man,
we have a criminal case on her hands.
Yes.
Yes.
And then all the more reason why the woman should know that she's involved with a criminal. Now, listen, I like what the other caller said. Would the man have... Why did he go to his own childhood?
No. He has his own... Don't let someone split hairs on that.
Uh-huh.
It's condemnable. This is his daughter, really.
Exactly.
I don't think there's...
The girl, she's even traumatized. She needs to have some kind of counseling that this has happened with her mother's husband. So
okay,
she should tell her mother.
Let's move on to another
okay.
one.
Okay. Very sad.
Who?
What? Is it not sad?
No, he's sad.
He's an agbaya.
Say the man.
Yes.
For all you know, he could also be a nut case. But let's leave that. Who did he buy the gift for?
Uh-huh.
This is indeed he's asking. Calm down.
My legs are shaking. Because
why are your legs
my, you know, when I was coming on, I said to myself, I'm not going to be judgmental today. I'm just going to try and face the facts and not.
So why is your leg? You're even bouncing on your chair.
And
what's the problem?
In fact, my blood is boiling.
Why is your blood boiling?
Because I'm angry at men out there. Buying gifts for somebody. Let's hear what Ngu Ndidi has
said. Let me even read the kini before you kini ojare. Who?
Okay.
Who did he buy the gift for?
Okay.
Ndidi. Says, after all the expenses of Christmas and the payment of school fees that will follow, my husband and I made a pact not to spend too much on our impending birthdays, which are weeks apart. So I'm sure there are a couple who do things together after Christmas, payment of school fees. I recently found a receipt for an expensive set of earrings as I was emptying his trouser pocket a few days ago. If my husband has stuck to our promise, what he paid for these earrings were far too much for what he's supposed to get me. But what if the earrings were for someone else? Should I confront him or just hope this gift is a surprise? This is a beautiful one. I like it. It relaxes everybody. So you stop shaking and listen. It says, so she is not, the earrings could jolly well be hers.
Yes.
And this is a nice, considerate woman. Very considerate. The likes of which there are not too many of them. On this part
you
of
started,
town.
You started with all this.
Yes. When you said all men are last.
You started
when
with...
Said,
you
when
wait,
you said,
wait.
When you said all men are last, what did you think?
A lady is speaking.
Which lady?
I am the lady.
You're not speaking. I'm speaking. I've asked you to speak.
Well, I want to say something.
The host of the
program. Okay, I have my hand up.
Yeah,
well, I'm your honorable guest.
Yes, but you will not talk until I point my finger at you.
All right.
Calm down.
Okay, then.
Be calming down.
Okay, then.
Off your mic.
I'm not.
I said you're off your mic.
I'm already on the mic. Okay, go ahead.
So, okay. So, who... It could all well be for her, though.
Yes.
And so, what do you think she should do? Should she...
She should wait for the birthday.
Exactly.
One, two... What are you looking for in his pockets? Why? Why are you going through... What you are looking for, you will find. That's my first... What are you looking for? I've said it before, men are rats. Do you go looking in a rat's pocket? What for? No. Because when you look in the pocket, you will find something that you are not... What?
The man behind the pillar, for the first time, he has come out of that pillar now.
Don't say what.
Because when you said all men are rats, he feels offended.
Worse than that.
And Philip, when Philip is angry, I can't guarantee what you can, what you will do.
Philip. Yeah. Anyway, so...
Yes, go on.
Okay. I think she should wait. She should wait until... the birthday. If the gift doesn't come to her, all hell will break loose.
Why? He could have gone to his mom.
Which mom?
We'll take a break on that, okay?
Which mom?
We are going to take a break now.
You see? Men.
Well, after the break, we'll come back and continue with this discussion. So don't go away. You're welcome to the Daily Digest with Jimmy Diso. Today being Wednesday, of course, you know, we have Dear Bumi, and that's what we're doing. And I have Sumbola Bajela. I wanted to say Sumbi Bajela, but I have to be formal. I don't want anybody calling me a rat. At this rate, I might end up being called the bush rat. Is that what you're calling
Asin? Yes. No. Porcupine.
Is porcupine
a bush rat? Or
where's the porcupine?
No, me, I'm just saying my own.
You think I'm a porcupine?
I didn't say so.
Okay, let's look at this one. I can't get over her leaving me. This is by a man called Clifford. And he said, I had lived with my parents for almost 2 years when she suddenly left me. Another left her in any doubt that we would get married anytime she was ready. But she told me she was leaving because her feelings for me had died. Fair enough. It's been 2 months since she left, and I just don't understand why I could not confide in any of her friends. From the look of things, there's no one else involved. It's a really weird and confusing experience for me. I need your help in getting my head around this. Maybe she never really liked him in the first instance.
Living with his mom, Abby?
Yes, he was living with his mom. No, he said I'd lived with my partner.
Oh, okay. I thought you said with my mom.
No, sorry. I don't know where I got that from. I had lived with my partner for almost 2 years when she suddenly left him. Maybe she found another guy. That happened. Or she can no longer, maybe after living with him for 2 years.
She just realized that I can't live with this guy. No.
Maybe he's dirty. Maybe he's rough. Mm. Maybe she doesn't have any affection for him anymore. So what's his problem?
What's his problem? The girl has worked. So she should get over it.
I think he's just whining and, you know. It says from the look of things, no one else is involved. How would you know?
Exactly.
Women are experts at this.
That's an assumption.
Yes. Yes, I would say it here, even if Mrs. Fachanu is here.
That's what?
That women are experts at these things. There could be somebody else involved, he would never know. Yes.
My women folk out there, please call and correct this.
She could have been running a parallel relationship. Yes.
What's her name? We don't know her name.
The man's name is Clifford.
I'm not interested in the man's name. I wish I knew the woman's name to defend herself. How can you say she was running a parallel relationship?
The woman told him bluntly. She told me she was leaving because feelings for me had died.
Exactly. What's wrong with that?
I don't have any feelings for you. The man is that he says that from the look of things, no one else is involved. And I said, look, Mogo.
Exactly.
Philip, from the look of things, does it look as if another person could be there?
Regardless, whether another person is there or not, the man should just get on with this guy and go and look for something.
The man is the one annoying me, not the woman.
Exactly. He's just even behaving like somebody who doesn't have any confidence in himself.
From the look of things, it looks as if there is no
whining and whining. What's he whining about?
Oh, the Lord, then.
Exactly.
You see, life is like a bus stop. Another bus will come. If this bus comes and it's full, you wait for the next one.
Wait for the next one. Exactly. Yeah. What's the big deal? I don't like this story.
Neither do I.
Move on to the next one.
No, I want my listeners.
Okay, let them see.
I want you to call in and tell me whether you think there could have been somebody else in the life of this woman. Hello?
Hello. Good evening, Uncle Jimmy.
Evening, eh? Well, you don't have a
good morning, sir.
What did you drink this morning, this early morning?
Uncle Jimmy,
as you do so, you don't correct.
Good morning, sir.
You don't correct.
He's ready for you, lady.
From where?
I'm reacting to the first story. What I believe that this lady should do is just to play along with this man, then do some recording in his second account. Because if she report to her mother, somebody said, the mother may not believe her because the woman is in love. But did you do some recording.
Did you get a phone call from Wemimo?
No, at all.
Because you just repeated what Wemimo said in the studio, and you are not supposed to have heard.
That is what I'm thinking.
Did you do a recording?
You should just do some phone recording. Even though if the mother says to believe her then the society should take it up against the man.
But she shouldn't put it on the social media.
No, she should just invite the police.
If she's Yes, because she jolly well could have been raped, though I'm sure she would have said so that she was raped. No, it depends. If she's over 18. So if you have carnal knowledge of a woman while she's drunk, does that constitute rape?
I'm not a lawyer, so I don't know. But it appears like it could. Because she's drunk, she's not aware of herself, she doesn't know what she's doing. And so you took advantage of her.
The man was at the same party, he's also drunk. So what then happened?
He went to her. She didn't go to him. She was in her room.
The excuse of rape for the woman then also applies to the man.
Why? He walked up to her.
Well, she didn't say she was raped. She didn't say so.
Okay.
I can only go by what she says. That was a tricky one, though.
I thought somebody wanted to react to this man, the whining man.
Okay, let's try that. Hello, morning.
Good morning, Uncle Jim.
Morning.
This is Madam Ify.
Yes.
Good morning to our guest.
Good morning.
You see, this is the reason why people like us refuse to remarry.
To remarry?
Yes.
You don't marry before?
I'm a widow.
Oh, okay. Oh, God bless you. Okay.
Completely. In the sense that all my children are girls. You bring in a man into your life, he'll be looking at you, he'll be looking at those children.
Hmm. Wow.
So I had to stop. And that's how I'm going to be it in my last day. This nonsense. Okay. Somebody will come and scatter the relationship, good relationship between you and your children. Mm-hmm. No woman will be happy that a man that is befriending is going to the daughter or going to the daughters. Mm. It will scatter that feeling between mother and child.
Yes, yes. Okay.
Both of them, they have compromised themselves.
Point
go
noted.
And tell your mom. Your mom will not believe anyway because he's enjoying the other thing.
Okay, ma. Thank you. Let's pick this. Well, hello, good morning.
Uncle Jimmy, good morning, sir.
Morning.
Madam, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you. For me, that man, where was the wife? You finished your party 30 minutes. You didn't see your husband.
Uncle Jimmy? Well, hello?
So the girl should tell her mom.
She could have slept.
You slept what? 30 minutes. You look by your side. Your husband is not there.
No,
that man is dirty. The girl should tell the mom.
No, this guy is dirty, but I don't see the.
We can't even bring the mother. We can't blame her. She probably has slept off herself. Yes. She's probably been preparing for this party, tired and all. She slept. Even if she wasn't sleeping, and she was just in her bedroom, why should she be going around thinking or be suspicious that, where are you? Whatever the man's name is. Femi, where are you, Jimmy? Where are you?
Why should you use my name?
I'm just Akpejuwe, just example.
Don't use Akpejuwe. You use your husband's name. Don't use my name. Don't get me into trouble. Use your husband. What's his name?
I'm not telling.
Hector. All right. Remind me, what's the name of our guest for next week? Mrs. Mora, the guidance and counseling woman. Okay. Mm-hmm. Also known as Mama Nonso. Yeah, she'll be tackling this next week. Mm-hmm. Now, this is another letter from somebody called Modesty.
Okay.
And she says, I was married for close to 10 years, but my husband was never around and money was tight.
A recipe for disaster.
So we had 3 children. And when I tried to make him see why he had to spend less on himself so we could make ends meet, he didn't want to know. To teach him a lesson, I moved out for a few days to let him cope without me. It turned out to be the biggest mistake of my life. The day I left, my husband moved another woman into our matrimony. But yeah, waste time. You know, waste time. There's some wonderful men there.
When I say men are rats, you will now say they are not.
Why did she move us?
Listen.
Can you,
that in English?
Well, perhaps I translate that one now. Modaku today. You don't play with Modaku.
Okay, Modaku. Okay, you don't pretend to.
You don't play with Modaku. Modaku today. You don't play with Modaku.
She just wanted.
No, but what it actually it actually means for those who actually don't know, is that you don't do things like this.
Granted.
You don't do experimental.
Granted,
like
but
this.
Guess what?
Yes.
Okay, maybe I should wait for you to ask a question. That man, there's evidently the man had been having a relationship.
Yes, now.
So you just waited for the woman to play into your.
Let me read it again. See, I moved out for a few days to let go of that. It turned out to be the biggest mistake. The day I left, that is, let's say she went at about 9
the man couldn't wait.
He couldn't wait by 6 p.m. He let it come.
Men are rats. Honestly, men are bad. There's nothing you can tell me.
When you have NEPA and it's running,
why do you put and it goes off,
you quickly go and put on the generator.
Is that what you're advocating?
Yes.
Is that what you're advocating?
I'm not advocating. But
you are saying it. You are saying it as if to say.
Why did she leave?
Yeah, because she just wanted to. You know how it is. You just want to try your man and not make any assumptions.
In this day and age.
Men are
let's
bad.
Let's say the woman left at 9:30, 10 in the morning, before the sun came out.
Hey. I'm sure he would have even been sitting there.
I decided to pay. Very anti law. Susie. Yes.
Alakoriti law.
Yeah, honey. Very alakoriti law.
But then again, you know.
Okay, if you blame the man, what about the woman who moved in?
Yes, that's where I'm.
Bakurani.
I'm selling you.
Yes.
Women.
Yes.
Ah, what are they? Oh, if they are not right.
Yes. Let me finish the story. The story of Tito. He says, as soon as I realized this, I tried to go back home, but he wouldn't take me back. The man was apparently fed up with the woman.
He
wouldn't take me back. That was years ago, and I've never forgiven myself for not fighting for my children. And I have some contact with my two daughters, but their brother wants nothing to do with me because he believes. You see, the woman, she packed out without her children. No woman does that. All the women I've known, most of the women I've known, when they are moving out in the first instance, unless the circumstances don't allow, they move out with the children. So even at this man, Kurani Mani, he should be given a national award. The woman moved out at 9 o'clock. He still had children. By 2 p.m. or 4 p.m. of that day, they had a stepmother.
How do you know? How do you know that? The timing, because you see how men think, strategic thinking, don't waste.
There's no way she would have moved out at 2 and the other one, but it's the same. As soon as she hired the lorry, the man went, like, we're entering back everywhere, we're not there long, you know.
Okay, but listen,
and then she left her children.
There are too many things wrong.
You left your two daughters, and she says that. I now have some contact with her two daughters, but the brother wants nothing to do with me because this woman is what you call Oniwiri-wiri. I don't know who will translate this one for me now. Remember, you're a Yoruba woman now. Yoruba man. What does Oniwiri-wiri mean? It means somebody who... Erratic.
Irrational
behavior. You see that rat is inside the erratic.
Even irrational
we can conclude that women too can be rats.
No, but you see,
yes.
Even the woman who moved in, have you heard about the passion that they used to beat?
Wait till that time.
No, but let me tell you something. Why was there a woman? So there was a woman waiting in the wings, just waiting for the time. And then you left your children. But you see, when she left her children, she had no intention of staying out for a long time. She just wanted to, for a few days. No way!
You don't play Russian roulette with things like this.
Why? It's my husband.
I've been married to him for 10 years. One thing we should know is, there is what is right, and there is what is.
I know, they say this.
It's the circumstances that we are in today. Before you can uproot some woman I know from their house, it's the man that will go. The woman will be telling the man, I'm sorry, I keep saying Yoruba, you will be the one to leave this house for me. Even if the man builds the house, what are you telling me? Kurani man, it will be given that hour. As soon as Stop he moved, it.
Don't
as soon,
be saying.
As soon as
don't
he moved,
be that, saying this soon, thing about national award because you are now making it seem as if his behavior is acceptable. What kind of national?
If it's a woman,
no,
it's
you
a woman's
give national
acceptable.
Awards to people who have done good things. So don't say that.
This is a joke. Now everybody knows
don't
that.
Don't joke about
joke.
Things like that.
I can joke
there are people
about
who
it.
Are suffering. See, the phone lines are going. Maybe these people have
you
problems.
Don't look
like,
at the phone lines. Let's talk. Don't. Don't look at
how
the
can
phone
you
line.
Say a national award for bringing a woman in 2 hours after your wife with a truck and the woman
she
to come in high
ramp. She left in an experimental man, not knowing that the man. But yeah, maybe the man, they had told him.
Oh my God.
Maybe when he was praying the money, they had told him that, come on. Or he had a woolly who would have told him that, Lord to Lassa, our mommy.
Oh my goodness. You did it.
I want my camera ready, so get it ready, sir.
Get us off, auntie.
What? I remembered something, go. Do you know what Yorubas call AD? No, wait. Seriously, have you heard of it? Mm-hmm. AD, where they can remotely prompt you to do something you normally wouldn't have done. Mm-hmm. Maybe the woman on the outside was the one who ran that wire.
Who knows?
Who knows? So you now know.
Who knows? It's true.
Yemini. Mm-hmm. It could have been a case of AD.
AD.
Or if you want to say it in English, either.
Unfortunate. Ooh. Whichever way you look at it.
She got it. It says that, so I can't put back the hand of the clock, but I want to make things right with all my children. Can
the
you
children
help? You have to buy today's Vanguard to read Antibumizu. I'm tempted to read it, but they say that we should not yield to temptation.
Don't yield. That shall not be tempted.
Don't yield. But that was a bad thing. But it could have been a case of either.
Yeah, possibly. Mm.
Sorry?
Yes.
What if it was?
Okay, between the man and the other woman, you reckon?
What if it was all a plan all along? Frustrated, don't give her money. The husband and the woman outside, don't give her money. She'll get frustrated till she moves. Once she moves,
I'm moving.
Because there was a plan.
Yes.
Evidently,
the other woman was already packed. All her things were
portmanteaus. I'm in the spirit now. Having just come back from the mountain. Mm-hmm. And what my spirit is telling me is that this is a case of Edai.
Edai, okay.
Not in Yoruba,
that's
as
what Emi is telling you.
Emi is telling me that it's a case of Edai. Because
it's unfortunate.
It's
day. You know what? Forget about the man.
Oh, pity.
Just try and reconcile with your children, if at all possible. Mm. That's what I think.
But you see, unless truly and truly is a case of Edai, otherwise known as AD, women hardly leave their matrimonial homes without their children. Hardly.
But this woman, I don't think, like you say, maybe it's a case of, you know, that thing.
Which
but,
thing?
Edai. But I don't think she had any intention of leaving for so long. She just thought, let me try him. And the man, she fell into a trap.
Well,
and the man...
All you women out there, when you go to church on Sunday, let the pastor pray for you against the spirit of Edai.
Okay. Oh.
It's very important.
Okay.
It's very crucial because I am sure what my spirit is telling me, my left pocket is vibrating. What my spirit is telling me is that this is definitely a case of Edai. But let's hear what our people have to say. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Turn off the radio where you are.
You know, I've done that. I've done that.
Always turn it off before you even dial. Okay, go on.
Please, my name is Ify from Ikoyi.
Yes.
I don't like the way you are encouraging this attitude, Uncle Jimmy. It's not, the man did not do well at all. If it was the man that moved out of the house without it for 1 week and the woman starts having another relationship, what would you say?
Hey, but how can you accuse me of what did you say I'm doing? I'm not encouraging him now. I'm just analyzing what could have happened.
No, his actions was wrong. The same day, that means he was never interested in the woman.
I never said that what he did was right.
He frustrated her until she left and he just made the move.
Which woman also would move without making provisions to move her children along?
She didn't want to move. She just wanted to know if the man...
Don't experiment with such things.
Without their children.
It's too crucial.
If he's a woman travel without their children, she left maybe, to see what he would say or do.
You see, there is a difference between what should be and what is. In Nigeria of today, You don't do such things. You don't.
Well, what do you mean? Why did she tried him?
And then she got the result. Let me be honest with you. I have very little sympathy for the woman.
Are you serious?
Yes, because if you don't, you fight tooth and nail to remain in your home. How can you walk? You should have studied the man. You should have known his character. Know the person you are dealing with. You moved out. When she said moved out, she did say she went out. She moved out, packed all that things.
She said no.
Lock, stock, and barrel.
No. Look, and that's said, why she left her children there. Knowing that.
Even the thing she moved out for, quite trivial.
Like what?
You moved out if we will go without you. Ah, come on. Sumbi. Hello, yes?
Hello?
Yes?
What you are saying is right. No woman is a matrimonial home without the children. That man, in his own defense, will tell you that due to his work.
Sorry, sir. Some people to go.
Okay.
We've run out of time. Thank you very much for coming.
Thank you very much for having me.
Please, I hope people realize that a lot of what we do is dear me, it's a humorous. So when I say it should be even a national award, I don't mean it in that sense. Come on. We're just looking at the latter side of life. We'll be back here again tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll be here with Akin Braithwaite. Akin Braithwaite, is from the Braithwaite family, Trinity Braithwaite and Co. And he's highly interested in political matters. So we'll just sit down and talk about the polity and where we think Nigeria is going. I'd like to thank Sumbo Banjela for coming. Of Obi Sumbola. House. Did you say Obi House?
I beg your pardon. Danfodio, don't say Danfodio. Obi House.
Okay, sorry. Danfodio House. No, your
corners, you are now going there.
It's Ida that's making me so The Takers will be here any minute from now. Take a 2 comes in, take a 1 follows, take a 3 left at home. Who is my real party man? I see you all tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Bye.
Thank you.
Nigeria Info. We are more than just radio. Subscribe to our YouTube channel at Nigeria Info FM. Check us out on Facebook at Nigeria Info 99.3. Follow us on Twitter at Nigeria Info FM and on Instagram at Nigeria Info FM Lagos for live updates as it happens. 99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.